This is Paul Wilson of Karate Cafe. Right now we're both listening to Practical Defense. And come to think of it, that's really weird. For me, I mean. Honestly, there's a good chance that I'm not really listening to it at the exact same moment you are. But...
Welcome to the Practical Defense Quick Tip of the Week. I'm your host, Alex Haddix. Quick tips are small things, little habits, which will hopefully help keep you a little safer. This week, we have an eyewitness account from Gary in California. He writes, "I have to visit another country in a few weeks, so I had to go down to the bad part of the city where the consulate was to get a visa. Waiting outside of my parked car, a lady in a Lexus pulls in behind me with a flat tire. Some dude walking by offers to help her with a tire iron, and somewhere in the process, he distracts her and takes off with her purse. There's a quick tip in there someplace. She was there to get a visa also, so I'm betting the loss of the ID and credit cards will screw up her travel plans. She won't be able to pay for the visa since they don't take cash, and you must show your driver's license to use a credit card." Thanks for sharing with us, Gary. Now, I changed some of Gary's original email to suppress details about his trip and which city he's in. I also changed some of the more colorful descriptions. Gary's story brings up an excellent point about victim selection. This was not a planned crime, but it is what's known as a crime of opportunity. This dude didn't expect to find a stranded woman, but when he came across one, he took advantage of the situation and made off with her purse. Now, this is going to sound really cynical, but there are no good Samaritans. I know that I probably offended everyone listening to the show right now. However, the people that listen to the show are among the few sheepdogs out there. The vast majority of the population is sheep who don't want to get involved, and another few percent are the predators. If you're stranded and in need, and someone approaches you out of the kindness of their hearts, turn them away. Few people are purely altruistic. Most have ulterior motives for supposedly wanting to help. More often than not, the approach, no matter how pleasant and kind, is a criminal interview. The scumbag will use the appearance of being nice and the excuse of your need to get in close, talk to you, and then size you up. This is part of the victim selection process. Your best defense is to turn them away. You are more likely to turn away a criminal than someone who really wants to help. Conversely, you're more likely to get help from a nice person if you pick them randomly from a crowd, but that's a topic for another episode. So turn them away and call for assistance on your cell phone. An honest person will accept your denial and walk away. A criminal will be more insistent and not take no for an answer. The more this person pushes to quote-unquote help, the more concerned you should become. If the person gets pushy, it is perfectly acceptable for you to get your bitch on. Be a jerk and let this person know that you're more trouble than you're worth. And a final note, everyone should have a national roadside service they can call at any time. AAA is the big one in the United States, but many insurance companies and even car manufacturers now offer the service. Every member of your family with a driver's license needs roadside service. If you need a flat changed, run out of gas, break down, that is your lifeline. Your rescue plan should never call for reliance on the kindness of strangers. And that will do it for this week. As always, you can follow my daily tips on Twitter, Facebook, and now Google+. On Twitter, I'm Practical Def, and Facebook is Practical Defense. I also invite you to check out my book on practical home security. It's available in DeadTree, Kindle, Nook, and iTunes editions. Autographed copies are available on my website. The URL is alexhaddix.com/book. If you have any tips you'd like to share with everyone, a comment on a show, or if you would like to suggest a topic for an upcoming episode, write into podcast@alexhaddix.com. You can also leave us a voicemail on the new Practical Defense comment line at 805-203-6586. I'd love to hear from you. Until next time, stay aware, stay safe.
The legal aftermath of using a gun in self-defense can be traumatic and expensive. Get help and peace of mind through the Armed Citizens Legal Defense Network. Network members receive much-needed financial and legal support right after a self-defense incident. They also receive education in the form of DVDs from some of the top names in the business, along with having access to a nationwide pool of attorneys. Learn about membership at www.armedcitizensnetwork.org.
Practical Defense is a member of the Gun Rights Radio Network at gunrightsradio.com. And that does it for this episode. Thank you for downloading and listening to the Practical Defense Podcast. For questions, commentary, tips, or topic suggestions, send us an email at podcast@alexhaddix.com. That's podcast@alexhaddix.com. Or leave us a voicemail at 805-203-6586. I look forward to hearing from you.
You can hear Gun Rights Radio Network on Stitcher Smart Radio. Stitcher allows you to listen to your favorite shows directly from your iPhone, Android phone, BlackBerry, or Palm phones. On demand and on the go. Don't have Stitcher? Download it for free today at Stitcher.com or in the app stores. Stitcher Smart Radio, the smarter way to listen to radio. Gun Rights Radio Network shows can be found under Sources.